Noon. London. My flat. Ugh. The last thing on earth I feel physically, emotionally, or mentally equipped to do is drive to Una and Jeffrey Alconbury's New Year's Day turkey curry buffet in Grafton Underwood. Jeffrey and Una Alconbury are my parents' best friends and, as Uncle Jeffrey never tires of reminding me, have known me since I was running round the lawn with no clothes on. My mother rang up at 8:30 in the morning last August bank holiday and forced me to promise to go. She approached it via a cunning route. "Oh, hello, darling. I was just ringing to see what you wanted for Christmas." "Christmas? Would you like a surprise, darling?" "No," I bellowed. "Sorry, I mean, I wondered if you'd like a set of wheels for your suitcase." "But I haven't got a suitcase." "Why don't I get you a little suitcase with wheels attached? You know, like air hostesses have." "I've already got a bag." "Oh, darling, you can't go around with that tatty green canvas thing. You look like some sort of Mary Poppins person who's fallen on hard times. Just a little compact case with a pull-out handle. It's amazing how much you can get in. Do you want it in navy on red or red on navy?" "Mum, it's 8:30 in the morning. It's summer. It's very hot. I don't want an air hostess bag." "Julie Endenby's got one. She says she never uses anything else."
"Who's Julie Endenby?"
"You know, Julie, darling. Mavis Endenby's daughter, Julie. The one that's got that super-duper job at Arthur Anderson."
"Mum,
always takes it on her trips."
"I don't want a little bag with wheels on."
"I'll tell you what. Why don't Jamie, Daddy and I all club together and get you a proper new big suitcase and a set of wheels?"
Exhausted, I held the phone away from my ear, puzzling about where the missionary, luggage Christmas gift zeal had stemmed from. When I put the phone back, she was saying,
"In actual fact, you can get them with a compartment with bottles for your bubble bath and things. The other thing I thought of was a shopping cart."
"Is there anything you'd like for Christmas?" I said, desperately, blinking in the dazzling bank holiday sunlight.
"No, no," she said airily. "I've got everything I need. Now, darling," she suddenly hissed, "you will be coming to Jeffrey and Una's New Year's Day turkey curry buffet this year, won't you?" "Ah, oh, actually, I panicked wildly. What could I pretend to be doing?
"Think I might have to work on New Year's Day."
"That doesn't matter. You can drive up after work. Oh, did I mention? Malcolm and Elaine Darcy are coming and bringing Mark with them. Do you remember Mark, darling? He's one of those top-notch barristers. Masses of money. Divorced. It starts at 8:00.